The state of Oregon wants to make sure it's getting the best bang for its buck when it comes to state managers. These are the people who supervise the frontline employees. Salem correspondent Chris Lehman reports a comprehensive review that's now underway could bring big changes to state government.
Middle management isn't a glamorous way to describe a job, but as Tim Hendricks walks across the floor of the state printing shop he oversees, it's clear he doesn't take his role lightly.
What we do is important. If there's a delay in our production, it affects the Oregon citizens out there. So we take our job very seriously here.
That's because the plant and its 86 workers work round the clock to churn out things like jury summons, car titles, and tax refund checks.
If you're a resident of the state of Oregon, taxpayer, driver, there's nearly 100% chance that you've gotten something in the mail that was printed here.
Oh, yes. I would say 100%.
Last fall, Hendricks took a short break from the day-to-day job of managing the printing plant. He, along with thousands of other state managers, filled out a survey from the Oregon Department of Administrative Services. He had to document every single one of his tasks.
It's an eye-opener when you start really looking at all the aspects of your job. And the survey was such that it really made you poignantly look at what you did on a daily basis and what you're responsible for.
It's all part of a comprehensive look at managers in Oregon's state government. The review was a response to a number of concerns. Some job descriptions are rarely updated, even as the role and function of a state agency evolve over time. Oregon's chief operating officer is Michael Jordan, no relation to the basketball player. He says many qualified candidates don't even bother applying anymore.
We're finding it more and more difficult to compete for compensation, even with local governments in Oregon in some cases.
Jordan says some state managers are even making less money than the employees they supervise. That's because union-represented employees benefit from collective bargaining, and managers do not.
I think the relationship between the state and its managers has certainly been strained for some time, and some might even say it's a broken relationship.
The union that represents the biggest number of state workers is cautiously awaiting the results of the manager study. SEIU lobbyist Arthur Tower says managers do have a role to play in keeping state government working smoothly. But Tower says if any pay raises result from this review, they shouldn't come at the expense of frontline workers.
We're curious to see what's being proposed. I mean, right now, trying to keep an open mind about that.
Towers will have to keep his mind open for a while. The state of Oregon's look at managers is not expected to be complete until 2015. I'm Chris Lehman in Salem.